This is The Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling presents The Basics Guide to Wrestling Reality. Probably your only source, but definitely your best one for recaps of the shows nobody asked for and bits of wrestling gossip you don't need but will make you go. Hey, you're back again. I can see why, but I won't question it. We're here to talk some more wrestling reality, and that just includes shows like Miz and Mrs. and Total Bellas, Total Divas, once it makes its triumphant return, but that won't be happening anytime soon, I don't think. So if I have to, we'll just have to go down reality road from season one, which is still pretty amazing. But yeah, so Miz and Mrs. this week. I can't remember the name of the show title or episode title, but it was one of those, the theme encapsulated was, we're still cool parents. We're still cool, even though we're parents. And I guess this is something that I can relate to. I don't have to try as hard as Miz and Maryse, though, but I mean, I'm glad to see them having fun in this episode. And it included a beer pong tournament. Not enough Margot, but that's okay. I'm sure she'll be back next week. This episode was pretty fun. I say it every week. It's a light show to watch. Nothing too serious. Nothing that's going to make you feel bad about your lives. But yeah, in this one, it's Miz and Maryse still trying to hold on to their coolness if they had ever had it. But I mean, I wouldn't use that word to describe both of them. I mean, they're fun. They're cute. But anyway, Renee makes a guest appearance on this season. I don't think we've seen her. I told you, I don't know how this season is broken up, but I don't think Renee's been on it yet. Gotten a lot of other cameos. And in this one, we get Ryan Cabrera again. And I was hoping we'd see Alexa Bliss, but I don't know if they're together at this point or not, but she doesn't come out. But we do get Renee Young. And this is fun to watch, actually, because this is pre-pregnancy Renee Young. And so she invited Maryse and Miz out to dinner. And it's at 9 o'clock at night. And they're like struggling to stay awake as they're getting through their dinner. And one of the things that they make a point to say, which is, I guess it's their own insecurity, but they don't want to bring up their kids, or they don't want to just talk baby stuff. And I guess I get that. Like, it's kind of weird if like people don't have their kids and listening to us parents talk about children all the time. Unless your stories are really good and interesting and your kids have something funny to say or like something lewd that came out of their mouth that week, a lot of people really don't want to hear it. So I guess I get this. Right away, they both make the mistake of just talking about, like, I don't know, potty training or something like that. But Renee and her friend, who have joined them out at dinner, are just like, they seem bored out of their minds. And I get it, but it's funny to watch now because Renee is going to be having these same conversations in a few months too. But they went out for dinner, and they're going out to have more drinks and stuff. But I think they didn't invite Mike and Maryse out. They were just like, all right, well, we're going to head over to a bar. Bye. They're like, wait, you didn't like bother to invite us? And that's the thing. It's like they don't want to go. They just want to be invited, and then they're just going to say no anyway. there's some people who we'll just stop inviting you all together because they're like, well, they're going to say no anyway. And I think that is, that's a mistake. Even if they are going to say no, you still invite them and like, don't get all your feelings hurt about it. Cause that's what happened with Ryan Cabrera's beer pong tournament. He didn't think to invite Miz because he figured, oh, he's just going to say no anyway. You have to be, you have to recognize like the feelings of your friends, even if they are going to like flake out all the time or they're just going to say no. I mean, they just want to be thought of. So just think of it that way, you know, and just because they're not showing up to your parties doesn't mean that they're bad friends. They're just boring parents now, and it's okay. So once Miz found out from Dolph Ziggler, who makes another appearance, I wonder how much he makes because he cameos a lot on Miz and Mrs. as well as Total Divas. I don't think we've seen him yet on Total Bellas. We might have. I'd have to go back to the first couple of seasons, but he is definitely a staple for these shows. And he's the one that breaks the news to Mike that there's a beer pong tournament. And although Mike is horrified at the thought of having to participate in one, he still calls up his friend, Paul Anka, to invite himself. Like, he'll be there, and he'll be there with a partner, and he's making Maurice go. And I don't think he, obviously he didn't talk it over with her. But, you know, she is doing, like the night of the party, she is like trying to reserve her energy because she knows she has to be awake later. I don't know how old baby Madison is at this point, but I understand the tiredness. And so I get that Maurice is just trying to conserve all the energy she's going to need for later, like staying up past midnight. So they get to the party. They actually like kill it, and they're getting like super drunk too. I don't know how the rules are set up, but I guess there's like multiple tables set up. I guess that makes sense if it's a tournament, right? So they have like different teams playing each other, and they move on to like certain tables, I guess. But Miz and Maurice are just like killing it. And Maurice just wants to win. And like they showed a little bit of clips from her little stint when she returned to WWE and talking about her competitiveness, which is funny because in those matches that they were like flashing back to, she lost them to Brian and Daniel Bryan tag team. So they win this whole tournament. They go home like freaking shit-faced. And the mom, Mike's mom, Barbara, she's babysitting. And she like hears them crashing in through the kitchen because they all live together. Remember this. They all live together. And Barbara comes in to see them just like super drunk in the kitchen and starts lecturing them about how disappointed she is in their behavior. And like, I thought this was kind of funny. I thought it was kind of cute because, yeah, they're getting caught by their mom, but they're also grown adults. And but it's still funny because like they get to have like that little bit of their, well, they actually probably didn't date when they were that young. So they get to experience that, which is a lot of fun, which is cool. And then after Barbara leaves, after scolding them, Marjo wakes up too because they all live in the same house. I thought they had casitas, but I don't know, maybe they're just hanging out in the main building for the babies and whatnot. But yeah, it was good little lightheartedness 30-minute show. So if you feel so inclined to check out the whole episode, go for it. But I think I pretty much hit all the highlights. So yeah. Next up, we have Total Bellas, and it's about the baby shower planning, not the actual, yes, the baby shower did happen in this episode. This is the hour-long episode, and this one didn't feel, I don't know, it was a mix. You're going to get those uncomfortable, awkward moments in the show, but for the most part, it's just getting to see a little bit more of, like, the twins of real life issues and something that I think a lot of people can relate to, which I, again, appreciate of the show. So it starts off with them still in Flagstaff. Remember, they're on their baby moon. It's actually Brie and Brian's baby moon that Nikki just invited herself on, along with Artem, as well as their mom, Kathy. And they're talking about, first of all, the scene opens up with them talking about Nikki's boobs because she loves to wear like see-through shirts all the time. And at this point, like her, I mean, she's got those pregnancy boobs and it doesn't matter whether she has implants or not, like they are going to grow. And they're talking about her body being offensive to like strangers and whatnot. But again, just like leave her alone. We all know that, like we all know this is who she is and they all just need to deal with it. Even like later on in the episode, Brie makes a comment about like her husband pretty much seen Nikki's boobs and or nipples, not because he wanted to and not because they're twins. Like, it's just, that's just what happens when you're hanging around Nikki Bella. So yeah, they're still in Flagstaff. Nikki's tits are waking up is how she puts it. And there was, I have to point this out because it was like really, I guess some women would probably think it's cute. They're painting their pregnant bellies. And I don't know, it just like gave me the creeps. And I just had to point it out because if, I don't know, maybe you can like tell me why it's cute. I think it's pretty gross. Not like that bodies are gross. Just the act of painting a belly with like acrylic paint is just super weird to me. I don't know. Well, then we get into a little bit of the drama. Sneaky Kathy is talking about planning the baby shower for the twins. And Nikki like rightly calls this out later on where she says she thinks her mom only wants to plan the baby shower so she can have control over who gets invited. And yeah, that's exactly what I thought of when she mentioned about planning the baby shower. And right away, Brie is bringing up like the CDC guideline recommendations. She's like, how many people can we have? We really should only have like 10 people. Should it be indoors? And like right away, Kathy's like, buzz has been killed right there. She's like, well, this isn't fun anymore. It's like, oh, sorry, Kathy. This is a freaking pandemic. And this was like one of the interesting episodes to watch, like pandemic wise, because we see how, you know, there's like some people who just don't take it seriously. Some people who, you know, I guess this is like still early on where there wasn't, I don't know, especially in Arizona. You know what? I think that's what it is. I think it's that Arizona hadn't been hit that hard, but like everybody knew, or they all should have known it was coming. And like these lockdowns were going to, that should have been happening. And now we look at it today, Arizona is like the highest number of COVID cases in the country. I think even in the world. I'm going to say the country though, but this is probably at the time where it wasn't that bad yet, but they still didn't do anything to prevent it. And so watching this is kind of weird. I try not to be too judgmental, but you know, like them even planning a baby shower during this time is like super, it's weird, and you want to call it irresponsible. So again, because when you watch the baby shower later on, nobody's wearing masks. And so, yeah, Kathy's talking about planning the baby shower. Brie brings up the CDC guidelines and just totally kills the mood. But I mean, rightfully so. So the next, like, Nikki's storyline this episode, because she's like super pregnant. And along comes with it the hormones, and she is also super horny right now. And Artem doesn't want to have sex with her because he doesn't want to poke the baby. And so I guess this is a thing that a lot of men think is going to happen. And so he's just totally doing his own thing. Nikki's trying to get his attention. She's been swimming naked in her pool because she is just feeling it. She's feeling herself during this. And what I was thinking was, but this was before they mentioned that Artem was afraid of poking the baby, but I was thinking like, if you have this super like hot and ready down wife or fiance, I don't get like why he doesn't go along with it, or I don't know. It's just, he didn't want to get into the swimming pool with her. He didn't want to swim naked with her. Maybe it's just the cameras. I don't know. But, Nikki, obviously, it's taken a hit on her ego. And we all know she's like a super beautiful woman. And Artem blames it on his like Russian upbringing, that there's just some lines that you don't cross. I think he was just like, he's just uncomfortable with this like public talk of sex. But that's what you get when you're dating Nikki Bella. Come on. And so there was one thing that I wanted, or that I noticed, was when Nikki was talking about this in her talking head, the editing was super weird. I don't know what like this production crew is like trying to experiment with, but I noticed all the quick cutaways between her profile and her face on shot. Like, it's so, actually, maybe this is the show that you should be experimenting with, as far as like, I mean, this just totally reminds me of like film school. It's like, what kind of cool shots can we do? What kind of cool edits can we do? What kind of cutaways are we going to play with this time? Anyway, not that anybody cares about this. It's just little things that I notice. Yeah, but what is up with that weird editing of Nicole's talking head? Moving along, Nikki and Bree were talking about Bree's baby shower, and Nikki actually planned it, and it was like really beautiful. Bree was talking about how much she loved that it was just mostly their girlfriends, not necessarily their whole family. And one of the things that they're worried about is Kathy wanting to invite the entire family for this baby shower, using it as an excuse to invite or to have like a little mini family reunion, which, again, totally understand where Nikki and Bree are coming from. Also, this is during a pandemic. You don't need to be having these mini family reunions, even if, you know, it is for a baby shower. Like, it just sucks. Like, this year just sucks if you got pregnant. Sorry. And Nikki kind of realizes that. And I don't think it really upsets her too much. Like, yeah, she talks about how she dreamed of having this like nice, beautiful baby shower with all her friends and family there. But she understands like the times that we are living in. Sorry, that was like a really bad impression of all those stupid commercials where like, in these times, in these unprecedented times. But Nikki gets it. Like, she knows that it's not going to be safe. And it comes across to me that she's mostly just grateful to be having this pregnancy experience at all. And maybe like the parties and the showers aren't as like important, especially because of the drama that it could also cause. She's still not talking to her brother. She doesn't talk to the sister-in-law, Lauren, because she's not talking to her brother. And so it's like also that weird part of it too. She just doesn't want to deal with all the petty drama that comes like with the baby shower. And it doesn't surprise me that Kathy would be pushing for it. I mean, yes, this is a reality show. So Nikki and Bree are telling Kathy that they don't want to have a ton of family. They mostly just want to keep like their close friends, because it has to be a small shower. And right away, Kathy's just like, absolutely not. And this is where we see, yes, this is why she wanted to plan the baby shower. And it's just too damn bad. Like, sorry. Like, this is because they mention that if they can't just have the people that they want, they don't want to have a shower at all. Understandable. And if you want to have your own party, go for it. But like, don't use Bree and Nikki for it. And I mean, eventually she gets it. I'm like, yes, it sounds like I'm being like very harsh on Kathy, but it's because like, yeah, like it's very frustrating to see. And I'm not going to say I can draw parallels to it, because far from it. My mom's cool. But I can understand, like, if I had a parent that acted this way, it would be super upsetting. And but later on, you know, she actually goes to see that therapist that Bree and Nikki had recommended to her. And so they talk about it a little bit later. Her name is, what's her name? Tracy McMillan. But before that, we have to just really talk quick about the prank that Bree and Artem pulled on Nikki. Because again, she's out there swimming naked in her yard, and Artem is just talking about how like it is a little bit strange. And Bree points out that she doesn't care if Nikki swims naked, because again, Bree accepts her. She knows her sister, but she's not going to, it's not going to stop her from pulling the prank on her. So they plan to sit Nikki down to tell her that a neighbor actually saw her swimming naked. And then in the previews, like, you see the part where they're talking to her and telling her that, you know, like, oh yeah, the kids saw you and whatnot. And it looked like it was a real thing, but it wasn't. It's just them playing a joke. But it was still pretty funny, because Nikki was like, well, damn, like, she was trying to justify it. Like, well, maybe the parents are just upset that their kids got hot and bothered, which, ew, Nicole. But yeah, all just a joke. And really the story here with Artem is that he is just uncomfortable with like Nicole's sexuality right now with her being pregnant. And maybe it's just like that built-in misogyny that he can't see Nikki as just like a fully realized woman who just happens to be pregnant right now. But again, this all gets resolved. These episodes always do end that way. So this might feel like I'm jumping all over the place, but I did take notes in order. And Tracy McMillan and Kathy's therapy session, a little bit of it is shown. And I mean, way to go, because she was able to kind of get Kathy to see where the twins were coming from. And, you know, I understand, you know, and everybody understands that she just wants all of her family to get along well. But right now it's just not happening. And she shouldn't be the one to force it just because it makes her uncomfortable that her kids aren't getting along. She needs to understand that these adult children of hers are having their own issues, and she shouldn't be trying to force Nikki to talk to JJ or like tell her who she can or can't invite, or even like, you know, who she can or can't talk to, like being her dad, just because it makes her feel weird. And maybe it just takes another person, like an outsider, to call it out. And I get that, because there's sometimes where you can't really tell your parents or maybe even a loved one, like an issue that you're having with them without them feeling attacked and them getting defensive. So in this case, you know, Kathy was able to see it from their perspective, and she does, you know, she tells them, she's like, okay, like we'll invite the people that you want. I won't even invite JJ if you don't want me to, which was really like sweet of her. And like, because they did show a clip from the last episode where she talked about how if the twins were to invite their dad, that she would just like bow out gracefully. They haven't talked about that yet, but I hope she does come around on that, because again, not about you, about them. It's their pregnancy. And yes, you are involved in their lives, but it's their experience. And yeah, just be glad that you're getting to be a part of it, you know? But anyway, I don't want to sound like I'm being too harsh on her, because I don't think she's, I don't even think she's close to being awful, but I get like the frustrations. Like I definitely feel it when I see her behaving this way, because I'm like, you're just supposed to be her mom or their moms. But again, also, who cares what I have to say? Who cares what I think? Before the baby shower, actually, they really did send Brian to talk to Artem about it being safe to have sex with Nicole. He won't poke the baby. And it's kind of cool to see them talk about this, especially because we've all gotten to see this cool side of Brian, where he's definitely in touch with his emotions. He doesn't, you know, mind showing like that vulnerable side of him. And he's still, you know, like one of the greatest wrestling performers on the planet. So he shows like that whole well-roundedness that can be a man. And they're just, again, like, and he even talks about it, there's not enough of that that is represented or, you know, just that men can share their feelings. And some people might think that this talk between Brian and Artem is weird or uncomfortable or not manly. But hey, you guys can take it up with Justin Baldoni, because he's very much men's advocate in that sense. Yeah, so I think Artem has finally come around to not taking Nicole for granted in that sense, you know, where she's not just this, she's not just an incubator right now. She is a woman with needs, and hey, you got to do your job. And that's what Brian was telling him, was even though he had those kind of hangups, he thought of it as a job that was good for the baby and good for his wife. And I mean, once you get down to it, I mean, it's never going to be like, oh, I wish I hadn't had sex with my wife or my fiance or my partner. You're always happy at the end of it, right? We finally get to the baby shower at the end. Outside, socially distanced, they totally teased the sister-in-law, Lauren, like during the previews as some sort of like villain, because she comes up to the baby shower and it's just like ominous music playing. Maybe they weren't trying to do that, and maybe it's just my bias because I think she looks like Carmella, and right now Carmella is like the evil heel on TV right now. So maybe it's just me projecting onto sister-in-law Lauren. But they actually invited her because, like, why not? Nikki and Brie think, you know, like, she's still family too, and they should have some of their family at this at this shower. And it really did make Kathy happy to, you know, have like another representative of their family there at the baby shower. So yeah, like it was a cute outdoor thing. Again, no masks, but they did do like a little FaceTime roundtable. They talked to Natty on FaceTime. She made a cameo this episode, and even JJ called. And I think this was kind of like the first time really that he's talked to Nicole. And so you think it's going to be like super, super awkward. And it was kind of a little bit on Nicole's part, like where she felt a little uneasy, but I think they got through it pretty well. Holy Breeze sexy lacy dress. Like that was an interesting choice, just because I'm pretty sure it was like 100 plus degrees. But I loved it. It was like, yeah, like I don't know how do you describe it. It was like a sheer lace nude looking dress, bridal baby bump sexy goddess, I guess. And Nikki, of course, was just like in a long silk nightie, and both of them would probably be sweating like crazy, right? Like in lace and in that satin. I don't know, but they had fans. I guess that works. So yeah, that was the episode. I mean, there was like an awkward little closer between Nikki and Artem at the end, trying to blindfold each other, eating strawberries, and for some reason thinking it was a good idea to blindfold each other at the same time and try to feed each other strawberries. Dum-dums. But they figured it out at the end. Don't worry. So that was your episodes this week. Bye-bye to the prim and the proper. Bye-bye to the pink and the posture. All right, what is our gossip this week? Not too much. Really, just if you go to Renee's Twitter timeline, she's going to be talking about her pregnancy a lot. So not surprised by that one. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Slammy Award nominations, because there are some that I very much disagree with and some that I really need to advocate for. So yeah, your Superstar of the Year. This is like very toss-up, because you have Bailey, Sasha, Asuka, Becky Lynch, but she was really only there for a couple of months before she left on maternity leave, and then Charlotte Flair, she had to leave after WrestleMania too. So I don't know who's really been pulling all the weight during these last pandemic months. Obviously I voted for Bailey, but Asuka, Sasha are probably your next bets. Match of the year, you had Becky and Asuka at Royal Rumble. I honestly couldn't tell you about that match. I don't remember it. And I don't know if it's just because Sasha and Bayley's Hell in a Cell was just very recently, but that one is like on the books. Like that one is such a good one. That's what I voted for. The best rivalry, you have Sasha and Bayley and Lana and Tables, which is really funny. Maybe it's like a bit of a, like there's people that got snubbed, but really, Sasha and Bailey's rivalry was the best this year, as well as them being the best tag team this year. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler got nominated, but and Bailey and Sasha are listed as golden role models, because when I was going down the list, I was like, wait a minute, where's Bailey and Sasha? I guess that's what they're calling them, even though both Bailey and Sasha have said that that wasn't their tag team name, but we all know they are our true golden role models. Well, thanks for hanging this week. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll be back next week. I know I will be because I saw there are previews for next week's shows, so I'll still be in business here. Follow the Semi Basic on your socials, and if you'd like some shit talk from me that's non-wrestling related, you can follow Inga McKinley. That is me. You can subscribe to this podcast if you want to get both of these episodes a week. Leave a good rating and leave a good review. Bye, Zs.